the rest of the story. Sam was an artist, a truly great portrait painter. In the 1820s, from Charlestown, Massachusetts to Charlestown, South Carolina, his skill commanded tremendous prices. He founded and was first president of the National Academy of Design. January 6, 1825, Sam's dream came true. He was invited to Washington, D.C. to paint a portrait of the Marquis de Lafayette. And then one night, while Sam was working on this portrait, he was handed a message. Immediately. This is in the middle of the most important artistic project of his life. Immediately, he left Washington. And Sam, the artist, died that night. Even though Sam, the man, would live for 47 more years. But what was left of his life would be haunted and inspired by a memory. Once upon a time, Sam had been a great artist. But now his new passion was the science of communication. He learned that in Paris they had developed a new system of transmitting messages by semaphore signals, so Sam sailed for Europe to see for himself. Indeed, semaphores lined the highways. On clear days, a message could be relayed for miles, and it worked. But not well enough. So Sam, disappointed, sailed for home. The second night out in the dining salon of the sailing ship, Sam sat with some men discussing electricity and a new invention called the electromagnet. Sam, most of whose life had been spent as an artist, knew nothing about electricity, but he asked questions and he learned. Electricity, his companions explained, travels instantly through the length of a wire. That fact particularly fascinated Sam. He walked the salt-soaked deck all that night, figuring out a way to make electricity talk. Well, today, in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., there is carefully preserved an artist's sketchbook, and therein are the hand-scrawled notes of Samuel Finley Breeze Morse, written that night on the rolling deck of the Sully. And you can see the crude system of dots and dashes, one day to become the basis for the Morse code. But what had happened back in 1825? What sudden thing caused this skilled portrait painter to lay aside his palette and venture forth in the uncharted frontiers of electronics? Well, that February evening, when artist Sam Morse was working in Washington on a portrait of Lafayette, he received a message from home. A letter which had come on horseback 4 days from New Haven, Connecticut, and it said his wife Lucretia was dead. Sam dropped everything and ran. The Lafayette portrait would have to wait. Returning to New Haven, he found that his wife had been buried several days, and he was filled with the anguish of a man who felt that if he had been there, it might have been different. And from that hour, that feeling haunted Sam Morse. He never painted again, except for money with which to produce some faster means of sending messages so that no man ever again would learn 4 days late that his wife had needed him. There's a statue in New York Central Park honoring the man who invented the telegraph. There's a portrait of Lafayette in New York City Hall, a tribute to a great American artist. Yet the vast lacework of wire which wraps its arms around us all is a monument to the woman he loved, Lucretia Morse. She died alone, and Western Union was born. And now you know the rest of the story.